What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
The majority of Irish teenagers who currently attend single-sex schools say they'd prefer if their school was co-educational. This is a survey carried out by the Economic and Social Research Institute, who say that they found the findings are eye-opening. So we're asking today, should all secondary schools in Ireland be co-educational? Ben Healy is the principal of St. Joseph's of Cluny Secondary School. It's in Killiney in Dublin. Ben, your school recently made the decision to change from a single-sex girls' school, which it was since, is it 1950, to go co-ed?
56, Andrea.
Why was the decision made, Ben?
It was based on demand from the primary school, specifically second and third class parents. We went out to the various schools and overwhelmingly they've been asking for us to, you know, take students from both genders. And I suppose, look, that's the reality of Ireland today. It's a changing society.
So at the moment, is it currently, just tell us about the school, Ben, is it currently primary and secondary?
So we're a secondary school of 250 and it's all girls at the moment.
All girls, yeah. So 250 all girls secondary school. It's been that way for decades, and
yes.
parental pressure, really.
Yeah, particularly, as I say, at primary level. There's been a lot of demand for it.
What do you mean, sorry, at primary level?
Well, in the primary schools specifically, when we go out, so we would go out and visit the primary schools in the locality, and we've met the parents' groups, the parents' associations in those various schools, and they've asked, could we look at perhaps going co-ed? So we've been looking at it for the last number of years and we've finally made the decision there quite recently in March to go co-ed for September 2025.
Okay, so from next September. And is that because, like, were you getting the numbers as it is, Ben?
Yes, we have. Our numbers have been actually growing over the last number of years. But we do recognise that within the actual area of South Dublin, there is demand for co-ed. And we just feel that the time is right for us.
So what does it mean for the school? Like, if you the facilities, well, if numbers were to double or?
Yeah, so it's going to be a phased, I suppose, piece in terms of taking boys in first year in September 2025 and then gradually building it up. So it's not something, you know, we're not taking them in various different years. We're just literally taking them in September 2025 into first year.
So it means then, in terms of staffing numbers and ratios, is there now a need for a demand for more staff at the school, or will there be come September?
There will be, absolutely, yeah. We're a growing school and there will be, you know, demand in terms of facilities as well, yeah.
So this ESRI research that's out today, Ben, which the ESRI themselves describe as eye-opening, the fact that the majority of teenagers who currently attend, we'll say the likes of your own at St. Joseph's of Cluny, would prefer their school to be co-educational. Are you surprised at that then?
I'm not really, to be honest with you, because I think, you know, the country has changed and I think looking at the demographic, it has changed as well. And I think just, you know, particularly over the last 10 years, you know, the demand has come in for co-ed. I think we're a bit of an outlier in terms of the rest of Europe as well, in terms of that, you know. So I think there really has been that kind of need. I would have taught in co-ed in Ireland, but also I taught in Switzerland and I taught, you know, in a co-ed school there. And I found that, you know, it's something that is the norm across Europe.
Do you think people here want choice as well, though?
Oh, they do, yeah, and there is plenty of choice out there as well, for sure.
Yeah, so it shouldn't be a case that all schools become co-educational. You think we still need to offer the choice?
Absolutely, yes, absolutely. I think it's important that the choice is there.
Yeah. But as somebody who has taught in co-educational schools here and abroad, and now in more recent years, you're the principal, a teaching principal of an all-girls school, what do you mm-hmm. see as the benefit of being co-ed?
I think it's, you know, I think it helps in terms of the development of boys and girls. And I think ultimately, you know, they're going to be going into university, into college, and they're going to be mixing. And I think it's important to, you know, have that and to enable that at an earlier stage.
Stay with us, Ben, on the line, if you don't mind, because I have a number of other callers, parents, teachers too, I think even past pupils that want to join the conversation. It's 1800 453 106. Deirdre is with us on the line in Wicklow. Deirdre, I believe you have two teenagers currently in secondary. Are they at a co-ed school?
They are at a co-ed school, yes.
Yeah.
Andrea, yeah. I had the option to send my daughter to an all-girls school, and I decided not to go down that route because I think, similar to what Ben was saying there, I don't think it's realistic for, like, they're generally in co-ed up to primary school, the end of primary school, and then to go into a single-sex school, and that's when they're developing, and that's when they need to have access to the opposite. I don't mean access to the opposite sex, but they need to be around the opposite
yeah.
sex to get used to dealing with them, because then they go to third level and they're back in with the opposite sex. So I think for my kids, I just think, no, definitely that's the way of the world. We live in a mixed world with mixed genders. So why would you take your child out and put them into a single sex school? For me, definitely the right option.
In no other element of your life will you just work
no.
solely with women or be solely around men? It'll never happen.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and I think it doesn't teach you how to deal with members of the opposite sex properly, especially in those crucial years when you're developing as a teenager. I myself went to a single-sex school because, you know, that was a long time ago and there weren't the options
yeah.
that there are today. And I remember I didn't know how to talk to a boy for, like, I came out of college school at 18 and went to college, and I was terrified of boys. So I don't want that for my kids, and I don't think that's a good way for our kids to be in this day and age.
What about you, Rossa? Do you agree with Deirdre on this, or do you think there still needs to be a level of choice?
Gosh, no, I think there's the choices for the parents, really. Some parents are dead afraid that their boys or girls might show interest in the opposite sex, which is kind of ridiculous, really. But so there's the choice. But I think there should be co-ed, in all honesty, and for a lot of different reasons. Well, obviously, it starts in primary. You know, they're co-ed in primary, and then suddenly you're sent into mixed or you know, single-sex schools. Now, that has, I think, the effect of when people start when, you know, you as a boy, you'll be working with other boys, you'll be playing sports with them, you'll be on the debating team, you'll be on the various different committees or whatever. And, you know, and then the chatter happens, and very quickly you're objectifying girls, you know, and desires, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And to the point where it, and the exact same on the other side. Now, because we're living in a patriarchy, boys come out and they'll go into work, and if they get the opportunity to be employers, they may just think, oh, well, I know how to get on with blokes. I know how they tick. So they end up working with people that they know how to get on with. And I think that the single sex schools have had an awful lot to do with that. Also, I think you may get in areas where there are single sex schools a lot more, you know, late night molestations in discos and bars, because
nice.
Of the amount of objectifying that has gone on unchecked, and, you know, in vino veritas sometimes. So you know, and the school I went to seemed to have a very interesting balance, in that the boys' school, secondary school, was in one part of the, it was all in the one compound, but they were different in first, second, third, and fourth. The boys were in their own classes, and the girls were in their own classes, just, you know, in the school, two doors, seven footsteps up. And then in fifth and sixth year, you'd share for subjects.
That
worked as well.
Yeah, my own experience was sort of something similar to that. I think I was in an all-girls school, primary school, up until first class, until your Holy Communion. No, sorry, it was a mixed primary school up until first class, until you made your Holy Communion. And then the girls stayed on in the school and the boys left and went to a different primary school, which now when I, at the time, it just sure was all you knew. But thinking back on it now, that just seems so mad that the boys came to one primary school and then by second class they moved to a different one. And then the local secondary school was co-educational, but there was also an all-boys school as well. So I've gone to two secondary schools, both of which were co-ed. For me personally, I would have hated, I think, to have been in an all-girls school. I definitely preferred the experience of the co-educational. What about you, Chris? You're a teacher. Do you have a preference?
Well, I probably have an interesting perspective on this because I did attend a single-sex school growing up, an all-boys grammar school. And then as a teacher, I taught predominantly in co-ed schools. And, you know, I have to say, personally, I do think that the respect that the males may have had for their female counterparts, for even female teachers, was better in a co-ed environment than in a single-sex environment because probably, as was discussed earlier, maybe some of that culture or some of those conversations aren't had in a single-sex school, and some of the males maybe never have that experience until a later stage in life where they're dealing with females in a work environment or college environment or whatever that may be. I mean, I think if we take the idea of school as preparation for adult life, well, then it makes more sense to obviously have a co-ed environment. I think as social beings, it just makes more sense that the two genders are taught together, and that it begins at primary school, at preschool, and it should naturally follow on throughout secondary level. I think we take the single-sex idea, it probably comes more from maybe an academic results-based thing, could be influenced by religion from all those years ago as well. It does seem slightly archaic. Again, the parental choice is there for those parents who want to send their kids to single-sex school.
Do you know what's funny, Chris? As part of this ESRI study, when I was looking at it, this is the most recent, you know, ESRI research that's out today that we're talking about. When I was looking at this morning, I thought it was interesting. Girls are more likely to want to be in a mixed school than boys.
That is interesting, but I suppose if you ask a teenager in Ireland if they'd rather have, you know, boys or girls in the classroom along with them. I know at that age, I certainly would have preferred to have had girls in the classroom as well. But I think, it is interesting. I would lean more towards saying that schools should be co-educational. My own experience, I believe it certainly helped the children to be socialised better. They develop these skills at a younger age, and then it maybe improves their confidence in later years. I was very fortunate, I think, in my situation, because in terms of practicality as well, you know, we're duplicating services, we're duplicating schools, and maybe the resources aren't being shared as they should be. But I was very lucky in my situation when I was doing A-level Irish in Enniskillen. Because of the lack of demand for Irish, at the time, the girls from the convent school, from the old girls school, came.
They
joined the Irish class. So all the other lads in the year, of course, were very jealous of this. But I believe it was a good experience for me. I think it brought me on a lot more at that age, 16, 17, whatever it was, to be more social. And then, you know, the fear of the other gender or whatever, it just wasn't there. Again, I think it does correct perhaps some of that adolescent behaviour in men and women as well, the more socialised they can be, the more rounded of a person they will be, I believe.
The interesting text here, Deirdre, from a listener who says, I think there's a lot of exaggeration been mentioned and been talked here. There's only single-sex interaction during the school day. They don't live in exclusively single-sex environments full-time. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, that's very true.
Go on, Deirdre.
Yeah, and actually, I was talking to a friend of mine recently, and she has five teenagers, and two of them are in a single-sex school, the two girls. And I said to her, the boys are in mixed-sex schools, they're in co-ed. And I said to her, why did you send the girls to the single-sex school? And she said, because she thinks the girls do better in a single-sex school. And I was thinking about that, and I was thinking, yes, that is probably true, because I don't know, the teachers might know this better, but I think the girls, and I have taught transition years myself, and I can see it. It's the boys are answering the questions all the time. The girls are not as engaged. And maybe in a single-sex school, that's better for the girls. However, they still need to go to college and be in a co-ed environment. So while they might get better results academically, they still are not getting that socialization bit. So they might go into college and not be able to deal with, you know, being in a being in a co-ed environment when they go into college, even though they've got the great results and all that. It's still co-ed.
Yeah. Is that a concern, Ben, for you at the school and the decision now to move to go co-education after a number of decades? Like the fact that we do always hear the research pointing to how well girls do at exams when they're in all-girls schools.
Yeah, but you know, I think there's plenty of good co-ed schools out there as well have done academically well. And I think, you know, maybe in 10 years' time, you know, we'll look at that again and it'll be seen that, you know, the co-ed, you know, will do equally as well as, you know, the all-girls school.
Stephen in Limerick makes the point that he thinks single-sex schools, it's total sexism. The school is determining who it allows to be a pupil based on prejudice or discrimination based on one sex or gender. Surely it's illegal under EU law. Another listener says, I believe single-sex schools are better than mixed schools because they did this in my old school a number of years ago, turning it from an all-boys school to mixed. When I heard from my nephew, who now goes there today, he tells me that I'm not going to bother reading on the end of that message. Have I got Owen on the line in Wexford? Owen, how are you?
How are you doing?
Good. And you've experienced both mixed and same sex, is that right?
Yeah, I do.
A preference?
Co-ed, definitely co-ed.
Why?
Yeah. It's just a reflection of what normal life should be like. As one of the previous father said, it's not a normal environment in any other walk of life where you segregate by sex. You know, if you're going to college or in most cases in primary school, it's co-ed. In your working life, in your career, you're going to in a co-ed situation. So why for secondary is it such a common practice to separate?
Mm.
I just, it's, you know, a layover from religious reasons. When I was younger, I went to school in America, and then I came here and was in a Christian Brothers secondary school. It was a very, very different experience.
This was different makeup in the classroom, different demographic.
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah.
And you know, if we are going to produce well-rounded individuals, you know, ready for life, then they should be exposed to a co-ed environment for their secondary schooling, really.
Is it easier, Chris, to teach in a co-ed school, or does it make any difference, really?
Well, that's an interesting question. I believe it is, because I think a room full of young males and a room full of young females, it would be a very different teaching environment, something like that. But then together, I do believe that that's natural way a classroom should be, because you see it when you pair them off, or if you have seating plans, usually boy-girl is the seating plan for most co-ed schools, I believe. And that does, I think it helps the classroom environment, it helps focus minds. I think if you, like any substitute teacher, any teacher will know that if they went into an all-boys school, it probably is more daunting to be teaching a class full of young teenage boys. You know, I think it's maybe there's more opportunity for that culture of maybe messing around to come out. You know, there's certainly more discipline involved in an all boys school, I would say. But I think it comes down to socialization. I also think it comes down to the child's experience at school, because every child is going to be different anyway. You can put a child into a co-ed or a same sex school. Every child's unique, is going to have their own learning needs. But I think ultimately it comes down to perhaps, you know, friendships could be lost because of this, because of these policies. The opportunity to learn more about people in your area, learn where you come from, know other children. I think that these are all opportunities that are being lost. And as I say, the cost of duplicating and not sharing resources properly at a time when all of the education sector is in dire need of funding, of help. I think it probably is something that will have to be looked at.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see a text from Caroline as well, who says, I know this might sound old-fashioned, but I think girls do better in single-sex schools. Out of my own sixth-year class of 100 students, 95 of us went to college. There's 35 PhDs in time from that class. All of the girls that I'm in touch with are in highly paid jobs. They're at the top of their field. None of us are poorly adjusted in dealing with men because we were given the space to be articulate, assertive, and strong without any distraction. Another listener says there's four primary schools in our area. There's an all-girls junior, a girls senior, a junior boys and a senior boys. So you've got four sets of different, the ethos, the values, the management structures. It's absolutely crazy. We've been writing to the four boards of management about perhaps mixing the genders for 2 years and to absolutely no avail. Keep your thoughts coming into us. 087 1400 106 is the number. Do you think that more secondary schools in Ireland should become co-educational?
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.